the last time I spoke to anybody, or the last time I looked at the sign outside, this was a holiness church. And we should act like holiness. As far as I know, there's no one here tonight named Jones. We don't have to keep up with the Joneses. We need to keep up with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We stay with Him, and we'll never go wrong. We try to keep up with our next door neighbor or the man across the street, we're going in the wrong direction. That may have sounded a little comical because of the old saying, keeping up with the Joneses. But tonight, I am persuaded to believe if we'll forget about the Joneses, keep our mind upon the Lord, we're going in the right direction. Just like the song that Brother Tommy sung, that blood is still there if we will keep applying that blood. And if the blood disappears, it's through our own doings. Praise God. You might ask yourself, what makes you think God is a healer? I'm persuaded to believe tonight that He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the physician of all physicians. I don't know about you, but I've been healed many times through the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Impossible for mankind, but through Jesus Christ, all things are possible tonight. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Glory to God. That's the Lord I'm serving. I don't know which Lord you're serving. Some people have even said, how do we know that He's going to do this? Because we ask Him to. And because He lives, life is worth living. Praise God. We may think we're in the dark, but if we'll call upon the Lord, the light will shine through. Glory to God. Let's all stand one more time and ask the Lord to help me through the remainder of this service. Blessed Redeemer, once again we come before the throne of Christ. Lord Jesus, tonight I thank You for Your presence here. Lord God Almighty, I thank You for Your Spirit that's dwelling among Thy children tonight. Dear God in heaven, I ask You now to help me through the remainder of this service. Lamb of God, reach down. Anoint me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet, Lord. Dear God in heaven, those tonight who are needing Your touch, I pray for Your anointing to be poured out upon each of Thy children. And we'll be careful to give You the praise, the honor, and the glory forever. In Your sweet holy name. Glory to God. Amen and amen and amen. Thank You, Lord. Brother Tommy, Sister Lorraine, anyone else called to preach tonight knows what I mean when I say there's a lot of different thoughts running through my mind at a time like this. But I feel like that the Lord is inspired upon me these scriptures tonight. I don't want to get ahead of the Lord, yet I don't want to lag behind either. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of St. Luke, the 12th chapter. Luke chapter 12. We'll read just three verses right now. We'll get back to the scriptures in a little bit. Reading that 13th verse. And one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother, that he divide the inheritance with me. And he said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or divider over you? And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness. For a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. Let's think of that 15th verse there for just a moment. And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. Is your name Jones tonight? Are you trying to keep up with the Joneses? We can overdo things of this world. We can cause reproach upon ourselves, Brother Tommy, just because of the things that we possess. We can look about and say, so-and-so has got a brand new car, I've got to have a new car. Such and such has a new home, I've got to have a new home. But if we will look and call, fall upon our knees, say, God, what would you have me to do? What would you want me to have, Lord, that I might serve you better? Because along these lines, people, this man is saying, tell my brother, Lord, to divide the inheritance with me. And I feel like that this question right here is what brought about that parable of that rich man tearing down his barns, rebuilding bigger barns because of looking around, seeing the possessions of his neighbor, not satisfied with what he had himself. Tonight, if the Lord will help me, I'm going to share a few thoughts with you with what I'm entitling, Pauper or King. The choice is yours. We can be a pauper tonight if we so desire. We can be a king if we so desire. And it doesn't have to be monetary wealth to make us a pauper. It does not have to be monetary wealth to make us a king. We can be right there with the King of Kings tonight and not have a penny in the bank, not a penny in our pocket. But we are rich through the graces of God. And the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentiful. He was telling this parable, and he was telling these people, you don't have to have riches to be successful. You don't have to be or have all of these different possessions to be rich tonight. You can be rich in the Spirit of God. We can turn it down and be the pauper of all paupers. We don't have to have $1 million in the bank. But the Lord said that the ground brought forth plentifully. This man woke up one morning, if I might use my imagination. He woke up one morning, Brother Hank. He looked out there. He said, the crops are ready for harvest, but I don't have any place to put them. He wouldn't leave them out in the fields and allow his neighbors to come gleaning. He had to have that possession. He said, I know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to take that little bitty barn right over there. I'm going to tear it down and build a bigger barn. Then I'll have room for what's already stored up. Then I'll have more room for the crops that are coming out of the field. But God had different arrangements. Over in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17, says, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. This was one of the people that the Lord was talking about when he said, charge them that are rich. We can't put our riches ahead of God. You might have $1 million in the bank, but if you put that between you and God, that becomes your God. And then you become the pauper. People say money is the root of all evil. That's one of the biggest misquotes in the Bible. My Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. And you don't have to have money to sin. Look what happened to Lucifer. Look what happened to Adam. And many, many more throughout the pages of this black back book. They didn't have money, yet they sinned. They turned their back on God. And it wasn't for money that they turned their back. They were looking for the riches of sin, and that is only for a season. When you're reaching out to God, that's for an eternity. We're to charge those that are rich tonight that they don't cast aside God, but they look beyond their own possessions to God for addition. Glory to God. And if we're not careful, we're going to be just like the scripture that says, where your heart is, where your treasure is. And then we've condemned against God. Man can have money, man can have possessions, but we have to be careful that we don't put them between us and God. You know, as we go through this walk of life, I know it's just human nature, Brother Hal, to want things. We want to have good things. And God will allow us to have those things if we'll just seek after Him. A lot of times we say, well, that's only a want. God looks at it as a need. And a lot of times we'll look at it as a need, and God said, that's only a want. Be satisfied with what you have. There's one scripture in there tonight that I can't quote it exactly. It said, but be ye satisfied with what you have. But when it comes to God, He can provide us to keep going. I heard a testimony one time. Brother Jack, I know what I'm talking about, I know. And I'm not saying Brother Jack, singling him out because of his age. But years ago at some of these gas stations, they had Cohen-operated pumps. Man gave a testimony one night. He said all he had in his pocket was 50 cents. And he was on his way to preach a revival. He stopped for gas. He put that 50 cents in. That meter rolled around to 50 cents, rolled around to 75 cents. Rolled around to a dollar. I think he kept on till it said got around to $1.25 before it turned off. He made his way onto that church, preached a revival. They give him one of the best offerings he'd ever received. As he drove back, he stopped at that same station once again. Said, I was in here on such and such a day. I put 50 cents in that pump out there, and it didn't stop till $1.25. I only had 50 cents that day, he said, so I couldn't make up the difference then. He said, but I've got the money now, and I want to pay you what I owe you. The attendant looked at him and said, sir, you must be at the wrong station. Our pumps never make a mistake. To me, that's God. God made a way for his worker to continue the word. We can look at it here. He had the money, but he did not put God ahead of that money or behind it. We have to be careful how we handle our possessions. We don't have to look out and say, Lord, will you tell him, my brother, to divide the inheritance with me? The entire inheritance is ours if we are with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's the type of inheritance we need tonight. Here not long ago, the president was talking about a tax cut. One of the tax cuts being to do away with the inheritance tax. If they tax the inheritance we receive from God, it can never be paid. We can never pay taxes on that inheritance. We'd never be able to pay for our new home in glory. Praise God. If it took money for that, I would never be able to go to heaven. But it took a willing heart to accept a loving Savior when He spoke. I'd venture to guess right now that there's no one in the sound of my hearing tonight that can tell me that they moved the very first time that God spoke to them. First time, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know what the meaning was. Very few times I'd been in through the doors of a holiness church. But God moved. I just sat there, tears are rolling. and looking around to see if anybody was looking, Brother Hank. But God, he was merciful. I just sat there. When the preacher said, come, let's pray, out the door I went. But the next time, when he said, let's pray, preacher went back. He blocked the aisle. I couldn't move. He said, won't you come and pray? I heeded the word. And each step I took seemed to get a little bit lighter and a little bit lighter and a little bit lighter. But by the time I reached the altar, I almost felt like I was floating. That's the way God works. He's merciful. He's kind. He'll give us possessions to top all possession, wealth to overcome every wealth that we need. We can never outgive God. God will give it back to us if we give it with the right mind, for right frame of mind, and the right heart. He said, I'll tear down my barns, I'll build bigger. But God said, to this night thy soul shall be required of thee. That tells me that you're not going to be here. You're not going to see sunrise tomorrow morning, if I might use my own words. But God said, thy fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. God is taking that soul out of this walk of life. Then he's going to stand there, and then he's going to say, okay, now you tell me, give account of your doings. And it's going to be with a heavy heart, a downcast look. He won't be able to look upon the face of the Lord, because I don't believe that this rich man could stand and honestly face the Lord and say, I was doing it for you. There's too many poor people in this world today, if I might use that terminology, for us to put everything in our storehouse and lock the door behind us when we leave. God said, be ye a cheerful giver. You give, I'll return it. That's what we have to look at tonight. But this man, when God called him from this walk of life, he could not stand there and enter and hear the words, enter ye into the glories of God. Tear down my barns, I'll build bigger. I'll eat, drink, and be merry. There's many days to come. We don't know what's outside that door right now. We're not promised to see sunrise. We're only promised the breath that we're drawing right now. Proverbs 27:1 says, boast not thyself of tomorrow. Thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. We can look, we can guess, speculate, and prepare. Like Sister Lisa said a while ago, I need an answer. I need an answer. Where is she going to find that answer? We called upon God. I feel like God moved. If he didn't give her the entire answer, at least he gave her part of it, or I feel like he has, Sister Lisa. You may not see it right now, but God has given you a part of your answer, if not all of it. All because there was a faithful prayer uttered tonight saying, God, I need help. Nothing was placed between her and God, I'm sure. But when we look, when we speak, we have to listen to the answer. Glory to God. We don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. We only have to speculate. But we can be prepared for it. Brother Tommy, how many times has someone said, come preach for me, and you didn't make preparation before you got there? We have to make preparation. You kids still in school. It's going to be a test tomorrow. You don't wait 10 minutes into class to start reading your book. You have to make preparation. And when we're going to stand before God, we have to make preparation. This is what I'm getting at tonight. I'm not trying to be comical. But if we're not prepared, we're going to be cast into an eternal damnation. All because we thought more of this walk of life than we did our eternity. That rich man said, "Soul, thou hast much good laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry." We don't know that. Here just not long ago, well, the Christmas Day ice storm. After the trees quit falling, both of my meter loops on the house was pulled loose. Both of them broken. Called an electrician, man I'd known for several years. He come out that same day, looked at it. He said, "You're third on my list." When he finally did get around to getting the meter loops repaired, rebuilt, and replaced on the house, the power man come around, hooked it up from the main line. 2 days later, my electrician was over in Texarkana Funeral Home. Massive heart attack. We never know. When God is ready for us to step out of this walk of life, it's then and there. It's too late to prepare then. I don't know where Bill stands, but he's been on some of the Baptist missionary trips. I don't know how he stood with God, but God knows. It's not for me to judge. But I do know he is no longer in this walk of life. He had to stand before God just as this rich man that I'm telling you about tonight. Pauper or king, to be saved is the thing. I believe that's the way the words of that song goes. But it's up to us which choice we make tonight. We can reach out to the things of this world, or we can reach out to the new world. That choice is ours tonight. God made man a free moral agent. It's up to us. But he gives us the word of God as a planning stage, a route to follow, so to speak. But God said unto him, "Thy fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." We have to be careful where we put our treasures. We have to be careful as to what type of treasures we're after. We can put it here on earth, or we can put it in Luke, the 12th chapter, the 34th verse says, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." And we have to be careful of where this heart is pointing. We can walk on the wrong side of the road. The heart is in the wrong. But if we walk on the right side in the light, then everything is merry. It just as this man said, eat, drink, and be merry. We've got God walking beside us. There's one scripture in here, says, "Straight is the gate, narrow is the way, and few there be that find it." The few that find it, they have overlooked the cares and the riches of this world, and they're looking for an eternity. But broad is the way, and wide is the gate that leads to destruction. That's the ones who are covetous of their neighbor, who are trying to provide everything for right now and not thinking of tomorrow. But we can't think of tomorrow. We can only make plans for it. "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for you know not what a day may bring forth." This is the words of God that was provided years and years on top of years ago, and it's still just as true tonight. We can walk with the world, or we can walk with the Lord. That choice is ours tonight. If we walk with the world, we become paupers. Walking with the Lord, we're kings. kings without a penny in our pocket, all through the mercies and grace of God. Everyone who will, come and pray.